A senior Egyptian official says Palestinians and Israel have agreed to a 72-hour ceasefire in Gaza, starting from 500 GMT on Tuesday. The official reportedly said the agreement was made in Cairo, where truce talks were being held. The officials said the two sides have also agreed that the rest of the relevant delegations come to Cairo to conduct further negotiations. A Palestinian delegation has been holding talks with Egyptian mediators for truce on Gaza, but Israel has not yet sent any negotiators. The Palestinians had earlier set a number of conditions for the ceasefire. The terms include withdrawal of Israeli forces from Gaza, the lifting of Israel's blockade, and the release of Palestinian prisoners from Israeli jails. Let's speak to your correspondent, Karim Gamaluddin, who joins us on the line from the Egyptian capital, Cairo. Now, Karim, first of all, tell us a bit more about this recent announcement of a 72-hour truce. Again, we do not have any confirmation from the Israeli or the Palestinian side.
This has been announced following the visit of the representatives of the Palestinian factions here in Cairo, and they have announced and put forth their conditions. Which encompasses the end of the Gaza blockade and also an end to the Israeli atrocity. But it is also believed by many experts and observers here that this Egyptian brokered truce is not going to take or shows very little progress, as many believe that Egypt has done that unheartedly and unilaterally, and that it has lost its role that it has gained in the past in bringing an end to the Gaza conflict as it was the situation during the one-year tenure of Mohamed Morsi, who, unlike Abdel Fattah al-Sisi, has very little relations with Hamas, and also analysts and experts believe that the move of Egypt is seen as a punishment of Hamas for its relations with Egypt's Muslim Brotherhood that has been hated and targeted by the Egyptian government and its security forces, and also among the ordinary citizens. And many believe that Egypt or Abdel Fattah al-Sisi has been incompetent and reluctant in taking the role that Egypt have and the role that Egypt must have been exerting in bringing an end to the Israeli blockade and easing the restrictions on the people of Gaza that are suffering from the Israeli bombardment. But on the other hand, this was met by closing the tunnels and limiting the numbers of victims entering Sinai through Gaza. Yes,
okay. Our correspondent, Karim Gamaluddin, standing by with the very latest from Cairo. Karim, thank you for that update. Let's speak to our correspondent, Halla Asafadi, who's standing by in Gaza. Now, Halla, I do understand that Israeli officials have cited their agreement for the 72-hour truce.
This is true. Israel has announced their agreement on the ceasefire, and they will be sending an Israeli delegation to Cairo to further discuss a longer-term ceasefire as well, especially that delegations of Palestine and different Palestinian factions are already there and have already agreed on different terms of a ceasefire and a possibility of a long-term ceasefire with Israel.
Right. Now, Hala, as we look at what this ceasefire means and what it will mean, of course, for later on, we've talked about this before, that Israel has been putting pressure on Hamas by the language it's been using of more threats and continuing its operations in the Gaza Strip. However, what does Israel bring to the table when Hamas has been so steadfast in the conditions that it wants for a truce?
Now, basically, if we look at the very beginning of this aggression, which Israel already started, all Hamas was doing here was responding to the Israeli aggression. And Hamas is only asking for the things that would actually let people in Gaza live. So they're not asking anything that would actually that would turn into the best or turn in the best interest of Hamas. They're asking for things in the interest of people. Basically, people have been calling Gaza an open-air prison, but right now Gaza is not even a prison, because in a prison, food is offered, water is offered, and the electricity is offered as well. And those things are not provided in Gaza anymore. So basically, what Hamas is doing here is they're trying to at least guarantee the minimum rights of Gazans, especially after such an aggression, especially after this huge number of those who've been killed or injured. So right now, if a ceasefire is to take place and another one to be discussed later on to get to a truce, then they're only asking for lifting the blockade, giving the sailors more freedom to access 12 nautical miles, canceling or dropping the buffer zone, the safety zone, and other rights that are very basic. So we're talking about the crossings to be open, allowing goods and people to enter and leave Gaza as well. So this is what Hamas is bringing on the table. This is all is Hamas asking for. And this is what the entire international community needs to understand. When Hamas said no for the very first Egyptian initiative, it said no because it did not even guarantee the basic rights of Palestinians. But now with an initiative that guarantees hopefully some of their rights, they had no problem. And this proves that Hamas was not interested in an aggression or in escalating the situation in Gaza, but Israel is the one that led Hamas to such a situation. I do believe that Israel would really take the ceasefire into consideration, especially that Lieberman had stated today that Israel is in front of two choices. It's either a truce or a surrender. And his opposition chairman also stated that because of people like Lieberman, Israel do not have any foreign policy. So here we're seeing that Israel not right now, or ministers and chairmen in Israel right now, are actually in conflict among each other. And this would lead to an end, hopefully, to what's happening in Gaza.
All right, we will keep a close eye on the situation there. Our correspondent Halla Safadi reporting from the Gaza Strip. And as we speak to you, we've got that breaking news that Hamas has also accepted the 72-hour ceasefire. We will continue to bring you up to scratch over the implications this is going to hold and what this means, of course.